Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Just over a week before Florida's six-week abortion ban goes into effect, President Biden in Tampa today criticizing his opponent, Donald Trump, for what he calls the nightmare in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision that ended Roe v. Wade and now lets states decide.
It shouldn't matter where in America you live. This isn't about states' rights. It's about women's rights.
Abortion is a hot-button issue for this year's election. Pennsylvania voters at the polls today for primary races, including the presidential race. Authorities in West Covina, California, say a suspect has been arrested in connection with the shooting of an L.A. County sheriff's deputy on his motorcycle at a light last night. The deputy was wearing a bulletproof vest and is in stable condition. And the Pentagon says two drones were shot down at an air base in western Iraq where U.S. troops are stationed. A U.S. official says Iranian-backed militias are likely responsible. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lacouderie Ojibwe School over in Hayward, there's going to be a blood drive. Be sure to call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment or visit redcrossblood.org or download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Again, that is April 24th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Lacouderie Ojibwe School in Hayward.
Slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run, but manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where, you know, we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now singing the country music. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Got me on.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Trying to play cool, walking through the door. Heard you smiling like take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. Try to break her walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day. Take her home. Take her home.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. Oh,
heard that was This Is My Dirt. We've got a shout out for customers of the Park Falls Water Utility. The Park Falls Water Utility will be flushing water mains starting yesterday, Monday, April 22nd, through Friday, next Friday, May 3rd. Advise that you will experience the discolored water, low water pressure, and you may even temporarily be without water. Do not panic. They apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and they thank you for your cooperation. So be aware, maybe keep a couple gallons of distilled extra in the fridge to have them handy for whatever needs you may have. Doesn't sound like it'll be anything too major. It's that time of the year everybody knows is coming. It's that funky water time when they're flushing the water main. So thank you so much to the water utility for doing that, keeping everything clean and safe for us here in town, and for keeping us aware of it. We'll let you know that again will be happening through Friday, next Friday, May 3rd. I'm next on 98Q Country. It's Cody Johnson. It's Thomas Rhett. It's three in a row. Tim McGraw coming up on 98Q Country.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Maymuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Maymuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition through the chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new chamber director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, only $10, packed with savings for local businesses. Find the chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details. I'm living and loving on.
every day.
LaJoy relives a wild finish at Talladega. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
While Tyler Reddick was taking the checkered flag on Sunday in the Geico 500 at Talladega Super Speedway, much of the rest of the field was getting collected in one of the biggest last lap pileups we have seen. Corey LaJoy found himself in the middle of the calamity, crossing the finish line 18th while on his side, before eventually rolling over completely and landing on his wheels in his Spire Motorsports Chevrolet.
I got hit in the left front, and I was looking at the wall, and then I was looking at the tire, and I was looking at the sun, and I was looking at the ground, and then I did a full rotation, and it was definitely solid.
All drivers walked away from that last lap crash, while Eric Jones was released from a local hospital late Sunday night after suffering back pain from a crash earlier in the event. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening and maybe a stray sprinkle, otherwise a clearing sky overnight and the wind settling down, but cold. Lows in the low 20s. Sunny forecast for tomorrow. Highs returned.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Said that
at 98QCountry.com.
Me and you and the man on the moon cruising down.
One Bad Habit. That's Tim McGraw. And that'll do it for my time here on 98Q Country this evening. But stay tuned to 98Q Country. I'm giving way for a local game. We've got Shawamigan Apprentice softball this evening. And we've got it live here on 98Q Country. Later this evening, too, after the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we've got Brewers baseball. They're playing the Pirates. So a whole bunch of sports happening. So I'm hopping off. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I've been Greg Gunderson coming to you from the 98Q Country studios. I will be back with you tomorrow at 2. We'll hang out for a few hours again. There's another Brewers game. Those Pirates just won't leave them alone. Bailey Zimmerman's coming up next, but remember, top of the 5 o'clock hour, we've got, or excuse me, not even that long, 4:45, we'll be cutting over for that local game, Shawamigan at Prentice Softball. 98Q Country, your home of local sports and Brewers baseball, 98.3 FM, WCQM. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
The following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LBK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We have high school baseball action, Merriwood North action here. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Athens Blue Jays on a windy day here. Doesn't really feel like a great baseball atmosphere here, but they're going to go through with it here today. Hopefully that wind dies down a little bit. I think it was blowing right to left, maybe out in left field. Some of our pole hitters might get some nice shots here today, but the Loggers coming into this ball game here 4-0 starting out this season. A great start for them. Head coach Brady Bolts got them off to a good start. Got some good pitching, some good hitting going on here. Loggers playing really good at baseball as of late. The Athens Blue Jays, we know what a good program they have with sports. They're 0-5 on the season. I haven't really seen who they've been playing here this season, but the Athens Blue Jays looking for their first win of the season tonight here in Phillips. And the starting lineups here for the Phillips Loggers, we're going to have Lane Abraham leading things off, playing over at third base. Aiden Tobias batting second and pitching. Daniel Adamitis playing out in left field and batting third. Drew Hawshield, the big Swede, he's going to be playing first base and batting cleanup. Ethan Podmolik batting sixth and playing shortstop. Braden Reback playing right field, batting sixth. And Colin Kleinschmidt's going to be the DH here tonight. And Sawyer Kuchiba catching again, and he's going to be batting eighth. And Ty Henderson batting ninth, and he is playing second base here. The Loggers just taking the field right now. Aiden Tobias coming off a really good pitching performance last week against Shawamigan. And going to see what he can bring here today. Aiden, a powerhouse of a pitcher, big, tall, junior, the right-hander, going to be pitching to Sawyer Kuchba. And looks like Ethan Podmolek, he might be playing over at third base, and Lane Abraham at shortstop. He is. I was wrong about that. So Lane Abraham had a really good ball game yesterday, or last week against Schwamigan, I should say, hitting the ball, fielding the ball, only in his second year of playing baseball, and really enjoying himself here tonight. Leading off for the Athens Blue Jays, going to be Ty Johnson, and he's playing third base. Daxton Detelm, and he's pitching, batting second. And Caden Unner playing right field, batting third. Hunter Helke batting fourth, and he is playing out in left field. Caleb Krakaff batting fifth and playing out in center field. Nick Pittman batting seventh and playing shortstop. Adam Belter batting eighth and playing first base. And Logan Ebbin, he's catching, batting ninth. Both teams out on the field. The Athens Blue Jays in their sharp gray pants and royal blue uniforms with white lettering. Phillips Loggers out on the field right now. Sawyer Kuchba throws it down to second base. And they're in their black tops, white pants. And this game's set to get underway in just a moment here. And Ty Johnson steps to the plate. The sign from the coach, Tobias. It's a sign from Kuchba. First pitch, fastball. Look good, strike one. Aiden Tobias starting things off sharp here. First pitch, strike. He's going to get rolling right away. Digs in, gets the sign. Here's the pitch from Tobias. And strike two on the outside corner. Another fastball from Tobias. And Ty Johnson down in the count. 0-2. Got a nice little younger crowd. Must have got done with baseball practice. Looks like some of the little leaguers here. And there's a swing and a strike three. Ty Johnson with a strikeout. And Aiden Tobias starting just like he finished last week against Schwamigan. And stepping in to bat right now, Daxton Detelm. Some of these names I'm remembering from basketball. A lot of basketball players out here. And Detelm, the lefty, he digs in. Here's the pitch from Tobias. That one just a bit outside. Ball one. We got one out here, top of the first inning, if you're just joining us. Windy night here in Phillips. It's cloudy. I see a home run out in left field. Here's Tobias. A swing and a shot out to left field. It's going to go over the head of Daniel Adamitis. He ran in. It's going to go back to the fence. It's going to be a double for Daxton Detelm. And the Loggers get it in. A nice shot from Detelm getting it out there. Adamitis ran in on it. It was a line shot. And it carried over his head. That wind might have been a part of it. And something that they're going to deal with again. We remember what it was last week against Schwamigan. And the wind was the MVP of the game. First hit of the night. Wind's going to get a little bit of credit for it. So one out, runner on second base. And Caden Unner stepping in. Tobias checks the runner at second. And steps off. Steps off the mound. Runner goes back. Tobias gets a sign from Kuchba. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss from Unner. And Caden Unner down 0-1 in the count here. With a runner in scoring position for Athens, right where they want to be, top of the first inning. Tobias steps off and runner goes back. And they might have to keep that runner on a little bit better. He's got a big lead over there at second base. And Tobias gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. A swing and a miss and no throw down to third base. And really thought the Loggers could have done a better job of holding him on. and really let him get a big lead. He kind of got just a walking stolen base over to third. So one out. There's two strikes here on Honor. Here's Tobias and a shot. And Tobias looks back. It was a line drive right back to the pitcher. Tobias looked him back to third base and got the out at first. Two down. Beautiful play from Tobias getting the second out of the inning. And stepping in right now, Hunter Helke. Helke, the left fielder, cleanup batter here with a runner on third base looking to drive a run in here for Athens. Tobias looking to do the opposite, looking for another strikeout. First pitch from Tobias, a little bit outside. It's going to be ball one. Crowd starting to trickle in here. And Phillips, plenty of time. Come on down. Come get some concessions. Really good burgers over here. Tobias, here's a pitch. Ooh, on the outside corner, gets a strike. 1-1 is the count here. Two outs, top of the first inning. Athens has a runner on third base. And the Blue Jays, we said, looking for their first win of the season. 0-5, the Loggers been hot. 4-0 to start out the season. Here's Tobias with the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. And the zone is big here tonight. And 1-2 is the count here with two outs. Runner on third base, Tobias gets a sign from Kuchiba. Here's the pitch. That one outside. 2-2 is the count. Batter's got to protect here. And a big gap between right field and center field. If Tobias can get the strikeout. Here's the pitch. Looks good. Strike three. It goes through the runner. And Kuchiba goes through Kuchiba's legs. But he tags out the runner. It's going to be the third out. Another strikeout there for Aiden Tobias to finish out this inning. And at the end of the bottom of the first inning, it's 0-0. Athens and Phillips. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
We're back here, Jeff Hakenin here in Phillips, Wisconsin. High school baseball action. We have Merriwood North game here between the Athens Blue Jays and the Phillips Loggers. And the first inning, Athens had a runner on third base with one out, but unable to get anything off of it. And they're going to see what they can do here. Leading off is going to be Lane Abraham, and followed by Aiden Tobias, Daniel Adamitis, and the big Swede, Drew Hochschild. And taking the mound here for Athens is Daxton Detelm, a lefty. Haven't seen a lot of lefties here. See if he can throw some strikes. And Lane Abraham had a hot bat last week, led off with a leadoff triple. Let's see what he can do here today. Lane Abraham, multi-sport athlete. Lane plays basketball, into baseball here now. Takes the fall off. Trains for basketball, but happy to see him here out on the baseball field. And ball's in. This game about to get underway here in just a moment. And I see a Scott Heckman sighting down below me. Doesn't even know we're doing radio here tonight. And there's a throwdown from Athens. A want to see the loggers challenge this catcher here. They get on base and be active on the base paths. And the loggers got some speed and athletes on this team. And we got Robin Chizinski watching on Jeff and Scott's. Happy to have you as always, Robin. And Late Abraham stepping in here, steps into the plate. Here's Detum. Gets his sign from the catcher. Here's the pitch from the lefty. Inside. Gets behind the catcher, goes back to the wall. And ball one, first pitch. And Abraham learning this game, learning to take strikes and balls. And coming along really nicely here. Here he steps in, kind of has that Jeff Bagwell approach. And here's the pitch. That one down and inside, going to be ball two. And got a real good feeling here. The team that's going to throw the most strikes and keep base runners off is going to be the one that wins here. Tobias been pitching strikes to start out. We're going to see what Detum can do. 2-0 is the count to Lane Abraham. Here's the pitch. And that's a strike. Lane had a check swing. And strike one. 2-1 is the count here. And a big open gap between right field and center field. Playing Lane to pull. Detail gets his sign. And here's the pitch. And that's going to be ball three. Three balls, one strike to Lane Abraham. Get on base anywhere you can, kid. But here's your pitch coming up. Hitter's pitch coming up here. Detail gets the sign. Here it is. That one down low. Going to be ball four. Lane Abraham going to take his base. Leadoff walk for Lane. And going to see if he's going to use his wheels. Not the fastest kid over there at first base. Got some long strides, though. Going to see if Brady's going to send him early. I think it's a good windy day here and challenge this catcher. I haven't seen him throw too many make it down to the plate in warm-ups here. But not easy against a left-handed pitcher. They're going to throw back. Lane's going to check out his moves, and he gets back easily. And first base coach Nate Nez coaching him up at first. Lane, a nice lead. Going to stay right there. And here's the pitch. That one, ooh, got the outside corner. Strike one to Tobias. 0-1 is the count. 0-0 is the score here. Bottom of the first inning. Detum, we're going to throw some strikes here. Gets his sign. Here's the pitch. That one down low. Gets to the fence. Abraham going to make it to second base. And Tobias, the left-handed batter up right now. I think Lane's going to probably stay right there with the lefty up. And 1-1 is the count right now to Aiden Tobias. A lot of chatter from both dugouts. Sounds like a baseball game here. Here's the pitch. A shot up the middle from Tobias. It's going to get by the second baseman. Abraham rounds third base. He's coming in. He's going to score. 1-0. Lane Abraham with the score. Tobias with an RBI single. And it's 1-0. Loggers, just the start they wanted. No outs. And Tobias hit a rocket past the second baseman, right past the pitcher. And it went into the outfield. And stepping into bat right now, Daniel Adamitis, the senior. And from the right side, Daniel steps in. Wanted to redeem himself from that misjudgment on that catch out in left field. Or missed catch. And we got, oh, and J.J. Haken, and that's my boy over there, the pinch runner at first base. And he's checking out the signs or the movements from the pitcher, the left-handed pitcher. We're going to see a stolen base from my boy here in just a minute. Here's the pitch from Detail. And a swing and a check foul ball from Adamitis. And Butch Johnson listening in. Good to have you, Butch. JJ over at first base with the lead. Now I'm getting excited here. Let's see those wheels. Here's the pitch to Adamitis. And no go. Adamitis swings and misses. And 1-2 is the count. One ball, two strikes to Adamitis. Drew Hawshield on deck. No outs. Detum gets the sign. Here's the pitch. And that one hits the ground. JJ staying at first base with no outs. They're being